This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This major retailer has decided to kick it up a notch.
All right.
They want you in their store. They want you to know they want you in their store. And they are going above and beyond when you are in their store.
Sounds like I'm going to get a good deal.
All right. Look, I don't know if I'm the weirdo here or if this is something we all feel. But having this experience inside a store would be enough for me personally to never want to go back to that place again.
So it's going to drive you out of joy.
You got it. Right. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Target has had a rough couple of years.
Mm.
They somehow managed to piss off every group of people in America over the last half decade.
It was like when they pissed off one group, they like overcorrected and then pissed off the other group.
And then there was like a third group where they were just like, we'll piss you off too for good measure.
All right.
So their profits have been hurting because of it.
Yeah.
And that may be the reason for their new directive to employees.
What are they doing?
They're calling it the 10-4 program. From this point on, every Target employee has been instructed to smile, make eye contact, and greet any shopper that comes within 10 feet of them.
Oh.
But that, Tommy.
Sounds creepy.
Yes.
What do you mean, Kimmy? Hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello. But that's just the first line of defense. Mm. Because if a customer comes within 4 feet of them, Target employees are now required to ask, A, do you need any help?
Why are you so close?
And if they do not need help, B, how is your day going?
Okay. I do notice like a lot of corporations now, they're asking you, are you doing anything fun today? I've gotten that many times. That's got to be something that they're telling to ask your customer.
Which is weird because like they can just look at your face and understand no.
And my age, yes.
But maybe, do you think they're asking you because of your age? Like they assume, and especially because you're probably there in the middle of the day.
Yeah, true.
Doing anything fun today other than being at Target?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
This makes me never want to shop at Target.
Yeah, unless you're giving me a deal on something. No.
Look, I don't love Target to begin with, but this seals my not wanting to go to Target.
It reminds me of the stores I avoid, like those teenage stores where like the kids, like they're, it's part of like what they train them to do, but they come up to you and they're like kind of like, they act like they're your personal shopper.
You're talking
while
about like
you're in
Zoomies and Hollister.
Hey man, how's it going? What are you doing today? What are your interests? What are your hobbies? Like those stores, as I got older, I avoided those stores. Because I just didn't want to have a conversation with anybody.
So fun fact, they still do that to you as an adult. I will not go into Zoomies with my daughters at the mall. It's like a skate shop clothing store.
Yeah.
Because they will, hey, man, what's up? What are you doing? Oh, cool shirt. Where'd you get it from? And they will force a conversation. I will not go in the store. I will sit on a bench and wait for my kids to come out because I don't want to have that interaction.
Yeah, you got to offer me some money.
All right. The phone number is 252.
Like, give me a deal.
Well, I mean.
Like 10% off something.
No, they're going to talk to you.
Yeah, great.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does the average shopper want to interact with employees when they are shopping? So neither of you want this in your life.
I want to interact on my own terms.
All right, what is that?
If I need something.
Yeah. Or
if I have a question.
I'll
about
say
something.
Hello to somebody if I make eye contact with, but I don't need somebody attacking me.
Okay.
It also distracts me from shopping, which is what I came there to do.
Well, like, no, they're here to help you.
But if I'm going to look at something, I stop looking at it while you're talking to me, and I kind of move away from the area because I don't want to be, like, I don't want to carry on this conversation anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, it does blow my mind because the logic behind this move with Target is there are people walking in the store that need help and then leaving because they don't want to ask for help.
Yeah, Target ain't that confusing. Like, it's not hard to navigate a Target.
Yes.
You can just look up and know where everything is.
Thank you. Like, I don't need every single employee at the store stopping me every couple minutes to ask me if I need something. And then when I say no, asking me about my day. And I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude. So I'm going to have to interact with them.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? You can't just be like, get out of my face.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't care about their day. Do you get what I'm saying?
And they don't care about yours.
They don't. Nobody cares.
They don't want to do it either.
We are just wasting each other's time in this place that neither of us want to be in right now. How does that make my shopping experience better?
But don't. It's bad customer service.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know, Target is making a lot of assumptions here. Because you know what's harder than it looks? Being engaging and outgoing.
Yeah.
There is a reason why you remember engaging, outgoing people when you meet them. Because they're rare. And I would argue that the overwhelming majority of people that Target hires are not going to be good at this.
So it's forced friendliness.
Yes. But like you also have to be good
How
at being
are
friendly.
You today?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I don't get it. Who did they do a study?
Where it's they're trying to get people in on the cheap.
But that's not. This is going to do the opposite,
right? Because they don't want to. They don't want to lose any. They don't want to cut anything more, right? They don't want to lose any profit. So just be friendly, because they ain't costing us nothing.
You would also think though it would help. It would hurt your ability to hire new people, because if it's between like Target and another place where I don't have to do that, I'm probably choosing the place where I don't have to smile and carry on a pointless conversation.
100%.
Like I'm going to another retail spot.
I have made conscious shopping decisions to go to the places with the least amount of employees so I don't have to interact with
everyone. Oh.
I know you hate Marshalls because your wife loves to go there.
Yeah.
You know why I love Marshalls? No one ever bothers you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Ever. I have never been stopped at a Marshall's where someone's like, can I help you with something? Does not happen.
Okay.
And it makes me love them forever and ever and ever and ever.
I never thought about it.
Ever, ever, ever.
Because like Wegmans does to me like the perfect amount of customer service.
Well, like
you get like special treatment.
Shh.
You know everybody. You're on a first name basis with everybody.
I do get the first grapes.
No, but I... I thought you would like what Target is doing here because, again, 252-WCMF, Target has started what they're calling the 10-4 program. From this point on, every Target employee has been instructed to A, smile, B, make eye contact, C, greet any shopper that comes within 10 feet of them. But if that shopper comes within 4 feet of them, they then have to ask A, do you need any help, or B, how is your day going? And this is a nightmare. This is an effing nightmare for the majority of people. You say all the time on this show, you enjoy interacting with store employees.
I do.
You will talk to the cashier at Wegmans.
But it's only, but I got to say this, it's the only store I do that in is Wegmans.
Why?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Well, no, I do talk to the shoe guy and the girl at the dry cleaners. Actually a big fan of the show because she can't hear. Poor thing.
So why don't you like this then?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do you
Well, you know, I love Wegmans. I also love Wegmans. I don't love Target. I don't seek out Target.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But like the people that work at Wegmans and the people that work at Target, they're the same people.
Not really.
Oh my God.
No, because Wegmans trains it. You got to admit, like Wegmans employees, those are the top employees.
Yeah. I was one of them. Am I top?
No, that's why you're here now.
No.
That's why you're in a closet with me.
I quit that job for this job. They did not fire me. I was fast tracked to success at that company. I might be CEO at this point. Danny, get out of the way.
King Scoop.
Here comes Pat Duffy. I work there. Am I a cream of the crop human being?
No. You're one of the better ones.
You didn't have to say it like that.
No, but you know how I feel about Wegmans. No, I always feel like their customers, they do it. They just do everything right.
Okay, bro, you're blinded by
the light.
Revved up like a douche.
Deuce.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
You giant douche. No, man, you can't sit here and be like, you know, Wegmans has only the fight. Target hires the bottom of the barrel. Oh.
Well, you know Wegmans gets the top people.
Okay. Like me.
And
my mom. And my sister.
Your sister's a great person. And your mother's a great person.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to a man. He knows business.
All right.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. This is unbelievable. Really, if you walk on the surface department or whatever, the store or restaurant or whatever, you should know better than that. Do you have to tell the people that you have to say hi? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Teddy, I don't want him to say hi to me. I don't want them to say hi to me. I want to go get my thing and leave.
Shut the hell up, oh my God.
Teddy!
Go to Teddy. Shut the hell up.
You're going to take my hello and you're going to like it.
No, I mean, Teddy, I don't want to be here.
But
right?
Teddy's a social guy.
Oh, yeah, he's very social. Shut up, Tommy. Shut up.
If you don't want to be there, don't find a different job, okay?
Ooh,
you have to like your job, what you do.
No. Okay? I'm not saying as the employee. I get where you're coming
He's
from
He's saying
there.
As a customer.
As a customer, I don't want someone to stop me and ask me how my day is going. I don't. You do?
Why not? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's just to be friendly. It's the most important part on the surface business. Right. Don't you think? I mean,
no, I don't need.
Yeah, but he was in the hospitality business.
Yeah.
So the boat sunk.
Yeah, maybe if you were paying more attention to the boat and less to hellos, you wouldn't have sunk, Teddy.
I mean, it's literally today. I mean, we don't have any surfers anymore in this country. I think that is my opinion. Okay. It's just so sad. Especially the kid today, they worry about goddamn phone than anything else.
Tell him, Teddy. Teddy, tell him. He sees.
At Teddy's house.
See, sometimes it takes somebody from the outside looking in to see our flaws.
He's lived here long. He's probably been in this country longer than I've been alive.
You're right.
Thank you. Outside looking in. He's an American, you idiot.
I am American.
Yes.
Well, I can hear the accent, yeah.
Teddy, great talking to you. Hey. I hope you have a great day. How's your day going, Teddy, by the way? How's your day going?
Oh, so far so good, especially after talking to you. I don't know. I'm going to find out later on.
Teddy, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Bye.
There goes Teddy. Nobody wants to work anymore.
But it's either like one extreme or the other. Like just because that person's not saying hi to you doesn't mean they're not being friendly. Mm-hmm. Like they'll still be friendly if you come up and ask them a question.
Thank you.
It's just a matter of like going out of their way.
Yeah.
To like greet you and have a conversation. That's what I'd like to avoid. I don't want anybody to be rude, but I don't need them to like be in my face when I'm shopping.
There's a balance.
Yeah. Preach, preach. Miss Chud Muffin writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Duffy would have hated me as a cashier. When I worked at the Price Chopper, bring your pennies on Sunday, I was extremely outgoing and cheery when I was there most days. We were required to ask the customer if they found everything and how their shopping experience was. I personally just liked asking. Most customers appreciated it and have said my perky little attitude helped brighten their day. What else are they going to say? Hey, shut up, stupid.
I like a perky attitude. What, you know?
No, but that, no, just can we...
Not that it's in your face, but when you engage with somebody, I like somebody to be perky.
There are cashiers at my Wegmans I will avoid because I know they want to talk.
Same. I do the same thing.
Right? Jim writes us, we got a lot of old man fury happening right now. Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. You'll never find an employee to help. They'll be avoiding all customers now. Oh, wait, I read that wrong. He's right. I agree with him.
Oh, okay.
I take it back, Jim. I'm sorry. I'm on your side. You know, here's the other thing they're not thinking about.
What's that?
Okay. Most people, if you're at Target and you're an employee and you ask, how is your day going? They'll just say, fine, thank you.
Yeah.
But what if they don't?
Oh.
You're going to get some information at some point, and this is a statistical certainty,
yeah.
that you don't know how to handle. Bad day, something tragic, something off color.
Just got a divorce.
Yes. How are you going to react with not well, my wife passed away this week? What do you do?
Oh, sorry to hear that. Get out.
And I've seen the deal on these sweaters.
Yes, thank you. And I know that sounds crazy, but anyone that has ever worked in retail has had an experience like that. That person that you are paying minimum wage to stock shelves does not have the expertise to handle a grieving widow or widower or someone that just lost their job or someone that was just diagnosed with cancer. Because that will happen. That will happen. If there is one thing we have learned from online shopping.
What is it?
Most people just want to be left alone when they're doing
their
thing.
Yeah, they do. Just want to get about their day. That's true.
Look, you want to make things better if you're Target, right? Give me a well-laid-out store that I don't have to ask where things are.
And they do have that. I've never been in a Target where I couldn't find what I was looking for.
Thank you.
Like I was lost.
Thank you. And that's from a man who gets lost everywhere he goes.
Yes.
Where's my pants?
Why am I in Target without my pants?
I don't know. Because you're a weirdo. How's your day going?
Pretty
don't
good
care! 252 WCMF. James has got the last word. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, usually when I get an employee that asks me, how's my day going, I kind of just look at them and I go, do you really care? And after a couple seconds of that stumped look, they're like, oh, yeah, I do. At which I reply, why do you lie?
See, you're going to get...
I'll get somebody that will say no, and I'm like, that's what I want to hear.
See, you're going to get guys like James. And like James, I agree with James, but that's not a thing that your person's prepared to deal with in Target.
You know, if you're going to ask me and I've got to be blunt with you, do you really care?
I mean, but James, that does make...
You don't have to be rude.
It does make you a dick, James. You are being a dick there.
No, of course. Everybody's a dick at one time in their life. Right, Tommy?
Don't look at me. I'm cool.
I'm looking at you, dick.
Okay, bye,
James.
How does it look?
Bye, James. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think that came out the way you thought it was going to. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breakups are not fun, but the best kind of breakups are clean.
Yeah.
You go your separate ways, and it's over.
Yeah, be adults about it.
You got it. This breakup will not have that luxury.
Oh.
Because if these two people want to continue to make a living, they are going to have to find a way not only to coexist, but succeed in accomplishing the same goal.
So they got to play nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, are you familiar with the band Arcade Fire?
No.
So it's like what you would define as a hipster band for like the last 20 years.
Okay.
They were big when Kimmy and I were like in high school when I should have been in college. Mm.
Big in Canada. Are they Canadian?
They might be Canadian.
I think they're like big in Canada.
Can we
is
Google?
Is one of those bands that's like huge in Canada?
Can we Google if Arcade Fire is Canadian? All right, so frontman Wynn Butler has been married to instrumentalist of Arcade Fire, Regine, Regine Chassange. We should have known that after that name. For 22 years. They've been married for 22 years. Notice I said had been.
So they split up?
Last week, the couple and bandmates announced they are splitting up after their 22-year marriage has come to an end.
Okay.
So the couple has a son together that they are going to co-parent. But interestingly enough, the band said they will continue to record and tour. So it sounds like despite the divorce, this couple is going to work together.
On the road and everything, yeah.
Which sounds like it might be an impossible task.
I mean, it'd be tough. I mean, Sonny and Cher did a TV show for a while after they were divorced. They didn't even announce it for a little while, though. And then they ended up living in the same house on opposite sides of their mansion.
Yes.
And kept working. I mean, you can do it.
But that didn't last long.
No, and it was obviously horrible.
I mean, look, I think the only band, if we're talking straight up bands, that were able to pull this off for a long period of time is Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, but they were always in turmoil to that point.
But it kind of worked for them.
Well, it worked for that one album.
Well, that drama was always,
I mean, that album is iconic because, well, no, I take it back. They had a giant. By the way, Tusk underrated. I'm just going to say that right now. But that being said.
Yeah, that would be tough, though, especially when you have to be with each other constantly. Mm. Like, that's working together if you're in a band.
Well, like, you're on stage performing together.
But it's traveling.
Yes.
If you're writing, if you're rehearsing, you know.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
We may have the preeminent expert in Rochester on working with your ex-wife, because you've had to do this for the last 20 years.
Yes.
And there was no break for you.
No.
Like, if Arcade Fire wants to, they could take some time off from recording and touring. They could let things cool down. You know what I mean? Like, they're not always together.
Yeah.
You, after your divorce, the next day.
Same building.
Had to go right back to work with your ex.
Yes.
And work every day. Well, both of you have been seeing other people. Well, you get married again for a second time.
Yeah.
Like, there are still.
You see each other's lives move on.
She was on the air down the hall for a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their ratings skyrocketed.
Yeah.
The good mule.
Okay. Yeah, doing my set.
She's doing a bit.
Doing my material.
She's doing it, Tommy Talky Talk. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
So it's been 20 years since you were divorced.
Yeah.
Your ex-wife still works here.
Mm-hmm.
How long until it isn't uncomfortable anymore?
Never.
So it's still uncomfortable.
Yes. Yeah. But you see it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it, though. Why?
Well, you ain't been in my shoes, man.
You ain't
mine. Imagine if your wife was upstairs? Ex-wife?
I don't have
any. And you got, that's what I'm saying, man. It's just, you don't, you know.
I mean, look, you're right.
Look, every problem lands differently.
Okay.
You know, mine just, I mean, I don't fight. I just avoid.
Sure. And look, I'm not saying you're wrong here.
I'm
you're
a
right.
known avoider.
You're right.
Everybody picks a different way to move on.
And I have not been in this situation, so I am speaking like an ass.
No, everybody, I think everybody would like to think they could have a clean
break,
adult divorce.
Okay.
And I think I have an adult divorce based on the legality of the paperwork. But I didn't. I mean, my way of handling things is to ignore it, much like our marriage.
I know there are other folks listening to this show based on the amount of family businesses in this town that have had to do this. Because, you know, family business is father-son, father-daughter, mother-son, whatever. You also include that married in partner.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sometimes that partner can be so entrenched in that business and become so valuable that even after a divorce, they have to stay a part of it. How do you deal with that? And I'm going to say something. And you know I'm your friend, and I love you.
But
Is it still uncomfortable because it will be uncomfortable for everybody after 20 years? Or does that say something about you being a small person?
Be a what?
Small person.
Well, I have a
petty ass, small ass bitch.
I have a petty small ass, immature, bitch ass, small ass, petty ass bitch. I don't forget, we don't have kids.
Yeah.
So we're not tethered to each other.
Sure.
That would be different. Mm. So we would be forced to play nice and interact. But we don't, so we don't have to. You know what I mean? So I don't know if we had kids, you know, I'd have to put paint a smile, but I don't want to see her. She don't want to see me. Okay. I get it.
No, I get why she doesn't want to see you.
Don't want to see me. People love me.
You literally just said she don't want to see me. I want to see me.
I'm adorable.
It's almost weird in your case how time has actually made things more awkward.
Yeah, she's right.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like time heals all wounds, but in this case, like if anything, like time has made you more like you act weird about it.
I'm not terminally ill with it. I'm like terminally ugh.
You got terminal ugh.
I think because like we see each other, like, God, are you still here? Are you one of us hasn't left yet?
Maybe it's those statements that are making things uncomfortable.
And it's like a constant reminder. Like if I forget I'm divorced, if I see her upstairs or she sees me, and she's like, "Oh, is that dick?"
Yeah, I never thought about that. Like, you
just reminded you like old time because you'll see that person and like you don't even talk anymore. You're in the same building, but at one time you were getting married.
Sure, sure.
You know, and it was a festive time.
I'm not trying to belittle.
No, no, the pain I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I appreciate you being
honest.
I'm
sure it'll cost me when I go upstairs.
No, but you brought up something interesting there I never thought of. Again, we're talking about the band Arcade Fire. For 22 years, their frontman and instrumentalist have been married. Wynn Butler and Rezine Cheshange. They announced last week, the couple that shares a son, they are divorcing, but the band is not breaking up. They are going to continue to work together as ex-husband and ex-wife, and Tommy has been doing this for the last 20 years here at work. Mm. It never occurred to me that after a divorce, you could forget you were married.
Yes.
Like, it could just, like, leave your mind for a while.
Right. Well, you move on.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
It just never occurred to me.
But we both have a visual reminder. Oh, yeah, we used to be married.
You know, we were talking about other bands specifically that have made this work. We brought up Fleetwood Mac. And, you know, look, that breakup created arguably the best album of the 1970s in rumors.
Yeah.
Right? Facebook messages coming in. I forgot about this one.
What's that?
Jamie writes us, ABBA managed to do this. They were two married couples that got divorced and continued making music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know ABBA was married.
I didn't know they. Yeah, I just thought they were just four people.
All right, Kimmy's on the phone. She's chatting away, having a gale
pass. I didn't know they were like connected.
I didn't know that they were. Those were two couples?
Yeah.
Kimmy, can you Google something for me when you get a chance? I'm sorry. Did you know ABBA was married to each other?
The two couples.
I feel like I did know they were couples. I didn't know that they were actually married.
Can we Google if they were married and divorced and continue to work together? Because if that's the case, holy crap.
Yeah.
Because they're still doing stuff.
And they're billionaires.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Although, are there groups that had married couples that couldn't make it work? I mean, Ike and Tina Turner, but that's for obvious other reasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the breakup.
But did they...
No.
Were they divorced and never worked? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they
played
a
game. Yeah.
Well, no, I think...
ABBA was formed by two couples who were married, and then they both divorced.
Oh, all right.
So they are all divorced.
They're all
at this point.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
and super as rich.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking about it, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was over the weekend.
They have a divorce session?
A divorce. Yeah, it's only divorces for 1940s Brooklynites.
Yeah, you divorce.
Got a divorce! Jack and Meg White, who were there at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Jack White was.
Yep. Mm.
White Stripes, they didn't get famous until after they got divorced.
Oh.
They were married, and they were the only two people in the band.
The Stripes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was Jack and Meg White. They married, they divorced, and then they got famous and had to continue touring and putting out albums together.
Well, it helps if you're making money.
So somebody did tweet that at us. I guess, do you know Jack White took her last name, too?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, so we get him.
Yeah.
Nut.
We got everything?
Well, I haven't heard from them in a while.
He's literally, everything he does is a massive success. I just said they were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction over the weekend. But other than that, did he get inducted? He didn't get inducted.
No.
The White Stripes?
Oh, I thought he did. I thought the White Stripes
were inducted. Wait,
the Stripes got in before Foreigner?
No, Foreigner got in 2 years ago. Oh. Last year.
So they got in this year?
Because it said Meg White did not attend the Rock and Roll ceremony, but Jack White did.
Okay. What?
I'm just trying to think, like, I mean, again, I've never been through a divorce, so I guess it's hard. Let me ask you this question. Mm. You said it's still uncomfortable with you and your wife, ex-wife.
Yeah.
if they came down and said, look, man, we heard her down the air, down the hall on the air, and she's dynamite, way better than you. Mm. We have a contract for $750,000 a year if you two will do a radio show together 5 days a week every day.
Holy, how could you turn that money down?
Well, I'm asking if you
could
do it.
You'd at least have to try.
Oh, yes.
But here's the thing. It couldn't be awkward because no one's going to listen to that. You would have to make a conscious effort to not only get along.
Am I getting paid?
Well, yeah, $750,000.
Yeah.
I think
anybody would do that.
Yeah.
You would take the worst person in the world into a show.
Here's what you're not considering, though. Right?
Nothing.
When it comes to Fleetwood Mac, they all eventually met other people. So did ABBA. So did Jack White. Right? Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Arcade Fire. But, you know, when you get divorced, you will meet somebody else. Mm-hmm. You are married right now.
Yeah.
If you went home and told your wife, they offered me this chunk of money to do a radio show with my ex-wife every day, would she have any hesitation?
No hesitation.
None
at all. Do you know how much money I owe my wife? She's probably getting a payoff.
So you don't think you wouldn't be afraid to ask that?
Not with those dollars.
No kidding.
If I'm coming in with bank, listen, man, you give me bank, I'll do anything.
Bro, I'm thinking of like my most serious ex. And if they offered that kind of money for us to do a radio show together, I might be afraid to ask my wife about it. Legit.
Well, you're in a different situation, man.
What, my wife's? She's fiery.
You're playing in doctor air.
Well, no,
you're playing with top shelf.
That would be way more money than coming into the house right now.
No, but I mean,
would still be nervous to bring it up.
Yeah, but at least you have that backing you up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you lost your job and go, hey, the only other job I get is with my ex-wife and it pays, you know, $10 an hour. Yeah, you're in trouble.
I'm sorry, Kimmy. Poor little Pittsford boy, putting it into perspective.
Well, I'm broke.
Poor little Pittsford boy.
I can start contributing to the heat.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Anything you need, you can find at Costco.
Yeah.
If it's not in the store, they have it on their website.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you can buy gold.
Gold!
Costco. When COVID started, there was a boom once again in the doomsday food supply market.
There was a doom boom?
A doom boom. No, there legitimately was. And remember, we talked about this. Costco was selling 75 days worth of emergency food in a big old tub during COVID at their stores.
I feel like they were kind of selling that already. They just kind of repackaged it to be more of like a get your doomsday bucket here.
Yep. And see, the reason I know this so well is because I bought one.
Just, but a doom bucket.
Just to see what was inside. And
It came.
As the years have gone on, for whatever reason,
The
market for this has increased.
Well, I don't get why, though, because like that's all behind us. It's never going to happen again.
We're dealing with a lot of uncertain times right now.
Why? Everything's looking good.
There are people that are afraid of nuclear war. Oh. There are people that are afraid of
power
grid failure. There are people that are afraid the banking system is going to collapse.
Our bank's going to collapse.
So because of that,
what are we doing?
Costco is now offering
what they got?
A $3,000 emergency food kit
grand.
That is good for 25 years.
What? How much do you get?
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
2,880 entrees and side dishes, 1,080 servings of breakfast.
Where am I putting all
And 1,440 drink options for a total of over 5,000 servings of food in this kit.
It's got to be massive.
So it comes in 36 stackable 5-gallon buckets.
Oh, it's all in buckets.
It's all in buckets.
Man, they're really sticking with this bucket.
Well, bro, a bucket lets you know it's there for emergency.
It's a KFC operation. All right, so I'm going to have how many buckets?
So you'll have 36 stackable 5-gallon buckets.
Do you know how much room that would take up?
Well, yeah, bro, you got to
have somewhere to store it.
That's your basement.
I mean, look, here's the thing.
But by the way, let's say, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, after you.
So let's say everything goes good for a while. But in year 22 years in to your bucket, you got to tap into the bucket.
Well, you're good.
Yeah, you got to start eating that.
You got to open up a bucket of food that's been sealed up for 22 years.
You're good. It's good for 25.
Bro, that's a bucket of ass.
But wouldn't you feel like you at 22 years, nothing's happened, it's about to go bad. Mm-hmm. I wasted that $3,000.
Well, then you have to start eating the food.
Yes. That's what I mean. And you're not going to enjoy it.
I ain't eating something that's been laying around in my basement for 22 years.
But wait a minute. With the options that we have in front of us, they have in this bucket.
Wait, what do I get?
Options like pasta Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, potato pot pie, chicken noodle soup, teriyaki rice, amongst other
Ooh,
things.
Teriyaki rice.
So, like, when I told you I bought one of these buckets, I think mine's good for 20 years.
Did you open it up?
I haven't opened it up yet.
But you still have it?
Well, I don't know. I kind of feel stupid opening up. Like, when I bought it, I saw it. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. And it took me an hour of shopping to be like, I want to get it and see what's inside.
I don't know how it gets to last so long. Because if you buy, let's say you buy a can of beans.
Yeah, yeah.
That usually has a shelf life of about 2 years.
Yes.
How do they have
that? Yeah, do they preserve it?
How do they make it so it's going to last 22 years?
I don't know. I mean, what's the standard military MRE? How long does that go for?
Oh, that's a good question. But you imagine, let's say you're in the military.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, got some Desert Storm stuff back here. Got George Bush's signature on it. Enjoy.
Here's how old you are. That's way longer than 25 years
ago. Yeah, it is.
That's 35 years ago.
Oh, all right.
So this would be more Afghanistan.
Okay.
Like early Afghanistan.
Yeah. All right.
So here's the thing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, Costco on their website. It's only available on their website because think of the inventory you would have to keep.
Yeah.
A food emergency food kit good for 25 years, over 5,000 servings for the low, low price of $2,999.99.
Hey, do you need heat to eat that stuff? Because a lot of it's pasta.
I would imagine no.
No, but how do it's, yeah, but it's how fried do
you,
pasta.
You may be able to just like add water.
Hold it over a fire or something?
Because I want to just open it and eat it. Because let's say I can't get the water, sure. I can't get the heat.
I'm sure that there's...
it could be like, I don't know, like astronaut food. Like, is it just like a package that
I don't
tastes
think
it's, like it, but it's dry food?
I don't think it's dry. I don't get that impression.
But to his point, if you don't have access to water, like clean water...
I don't know.
Oh.
All right.
So, family of four. Three meals a day, 12. That's 12 meals a day you would need here. So that means, not including the liquid, that would be about 450 days worth of food.
So you got about a year and a half?
Year and a third. Year and a couple months for a family.
But you better hope everything straightens out in a year. Like, all right, we had total global nuclear war. I hope everything's back to normal and the highways are open in 14, 15 months.
Well, no, here's the thing. I mean, that, you know, if it's not back to a semblance of edible food in 14 months, life is probably over, period,
right?
Like, I would think that would give you enough of a runway to survive if that's what you're worried about.
Get things worked out.
So here's the other thing. You know, we talk about, like, the utmost catastrophe, whether it is nuclear war or global, you know, communication collapse, whatever. Do the people that buy these, are they folks that live in areas that have hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes?
Oh, because they're kind of prepared already?
I mean, that would be, like, that would make
logical
sense.
They're more on alert. Yeah, that would make sense.
Because, like, look, I understand that. Like, if you lose power for 2 weeks in a town that's devastated by a natural disaster, this could come in handy.
Well, that's kind of like my brother who lives on the coast in Florida where they, and my, you know, where they've had a lot of this stuff. So my brother's always been one of these guys. He bought, you know, he was Soldier Fortune magazine.
Though he wasn't in the military.
No. He bought that stuff. I'm talking 34 years ago. My brother bought a whole bunch of this stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, stored it away. But, you know, it's Florida with the heat and stuff. The stuff just goes bad.
Sure.
You know? It doesn't hold up. And it tasted terrible. Maybe the technology is better than what it was, you know, 40 years ago.
But here's the other thing.
Stroganoff is delicious now after 30 years.
Your brother lived in the Carolinas. There was that storm where the mudslide showed up, and he was stuck where he was. Like, this would actually come in handy that, because it would give him 2 to 3 weeks of food.
Oh, easily.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Duffy. Hey, listen. So I was kind of I like to be prepared for stuff. So my wife and I decided we got a big plastic tote, and we put a bunch of food and flashlights and batteries and some medical stuff in there, and we had it in our basement for about 5 or 6 years.
Nice.
Well,
set.
One of the things we got was a case of chicken noodle soup.
Just a standard case of noodle soup, all right.
Yeah. So anyways, every once in a while I'd go down there and take a look at it. Well, we had stuff wrapped in plastic. The chicken noodle soup, after about 3 years, the can started rusting out.
Oh.
So I had to throw that away. And some of the food that we had like powdered eggs and stuff like that. Mm. It all got rotten after a while. Now, maybe the stuff from Costco is hermetically sealed and isolated, but, you know, you just got to have food in your house for, you know, a couple weeks. Your stuff ain't going to last 20 years.
Let me tell you something. Even if it lasted,
Yeah.
I don't want to live in a world where I have to exist off of powdered milk and chicken noodle soup. I'll go outside where it's 12,000 degrees.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We were talking about MREs.
So that's a military
stuff. Military.
So those, I think, are self-heating.
So Therese brings this up. He writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. If they're like MREs, they come with a packet that heats up when you add water. Trust me, those heaters get plenty hot to cook with.
Okay.
All right, so that would All right. Well, look, if you're in the market for 450 meals.
Mm-hmm. Who ain't?
Costco's your place to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.